May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. She never left the temple. She fasted and prayed day and night. Simeon and Anna are models for us of faithful perseverance as we wait and pray for the arrival of Jesus or our own death. Perseverance through the hardest times and perseverance day after day after day. We know that Simeon was watching and waiting for the Messiah. Simeon had been told that he would see the Messiah before he was born. But before he would, before Simeon died, he would see the Messiah. But we're not sure how old Simeon was when he was told that, and we're not sure how old Simeon was when the Holy Spirit led him to the temple that day to see Jesus. But his words suggest someone who knows that death is imminent. Lord, now you dismiss your servant in peace. I don't know if you've seen the painting by Rembrandt. At least I believe it's by Rembrandt. I'm not up to the latest on what scholars are saying about evaluating these paintings, but there's this painting and he's an old man and his hands seemed, you know, crippled with arthritis or age or diabetes or something, and he's not able to hold the child properly but just has them almost wooden-like. The child is resting on his wrists as he, his eyes half closed in prayer and half lifted up, half looking over Jesus. A beautiful painting. I encourage you to look it up and spend some time studying it and reflecting on it. We know the prophet Anna's age. Luke's gospel says that she was 84 and never left the temple, fasted and prayed day and night. Luke's gospel tells us that she was married for 7 years and then a widow to 84. So if we presume that, as was common in those days, she was married at some point in her teenage years or perhaps in her early 20s, we are looking at someone who spent 60 years going to the temple every day, every night. I wonder what Anna's life was like as she prayed every day. Now, I know that I hear from many of you in your 70s, 80s, and 90s that old age is easy, that life just gets easier and better, that things run very smoothly, you feel great all the time. You know, there's nothing really to inhibit you from just getting up every day, springing your step, and walking off to the temple, coming home, heading back for lunch, coming home, heading back for evening prayer. No. I wonder what Anna's life was like as she committed to pray every day. As a widow, we know from scriptures and from history that many widows were vulnerable, poor, and faced hunger. I wonder if Anna was ever sick. I wonder if Anna ever felt like giving up. I wonder if Anna ever wondered what the point of all her fasting and prayer was. Now, how about Simeon? I wonder how old he was when the Holy Spirit first told him that he would, with his own eyes, see the Messiah. I wonder how long he waited. If he waited a long time, I wonder if he ever asked himself, did I miss it? Or perhaps I failed God, and God has changed his mind and I won't see the Messiah after all. Or perhaps it's sin that I've committed since and I've missed out on my chance. Or I wonder if I was mistaken. I must have misheard. It's never going to happen. I wonder how often Simeon came to the temple looking for the Messiah. I wonder how many of us could say that we have fasted and prayed night and day. I wonder how many of us ask these same questions as we can imagine Simeon or Anna might have as we wait for Jesus to arrive or for God to act in our lives or to speak to us. In the midst of some need that we may have or in longing for our world, or as we wonder whether we're supposed to expect Jesus to return in person, perhaps we've missed God speaking to us. Perhaps because of our sin, God has changed his mind. Perhaps we've failed God and missed out on God's plan. Or perhaps we in the church have completely misunderstood God's revelation that Jesus isn't going to come back. It's understandable if we feel like giving up. When we look at the church's failures that the news is so kind to remind us of, just in case we forget, and certainly we need to be reminded. But as we look at these failures, as we look at churches dying, as we look at the immorality, the corruption, and how lost many churches seem, it is easy to understand why we might feel like giving up, or that we're mistaken, or that God has given up on us. Or perhaps it's our own life that leads us to weariness and discouragement. We're tired, or we're busy, or there's been some grief or some pain or some loss, and we've prayed, and God does not seem to have answered in the way that we would have hoped. It is understandable that we might feel like giving up. Or perhaps we look at our world. We look at the state of governments here and elsewhere, and we feel like there's a lack of good leadership. There's corruption. Or we look at society, and we worry that it's lost its way, that it's getting worse and worse. It is understandable if we feel like giving up on the world. But Christmas is a celebration of God's commitment to this world and to all humanity. So what should our attitude be? Christmas is a celebration of God's love for this world. God became part of it. It is a celebration of God's love for our neighbors, for our politicians, for our churches, for those far from us. So much so that God chose to become one of them. How then should we feel about this world? How should we feel about the people of this world? I think we need to persevere in imitation of Anna and Simeon and hoping the best for our church, for the church, for society, and for our world. No matter how long we must endure, seeing things going in ways we wish they wouldn't, no matter how long what we are going through ourselves is difficult, no matter how bad things seem in our lives or in the world, Simeon and Anna call us to persevere in prayer and fasting, in hope and love. Now, I know the pandemic is wearing many people down. It's wearing me down. As the news from South Africa 3-4 weeks ago began to come out, it was so disheartening to think that we were going to face this right at Christmas. And what would it mean for all of these services? And these past weeks, I've been so anxious. Should I be discouraging people, as I heard Rosemary tell me this morning? Should I be putting signs on the door saying, if you can join from Zoom, maybe you should? And yet it is wearying to think we're having to face it again. How long will this go on? How many times did Anna pray while she waited? If it was 60 years, you know, if she was a widow from her 20s to 84, if it was 60 years, If it's one time a day that she prayed, that's 20,000 times. And of course, it was three times a day, as was the custom. That would mean it was 60,000 times that she prayed while she persevered and endured. She went to the temple, she waited, and she prayed for the Messiah. How many times have you been asked to wear a mask? How many times have you been asked to restrict your outings, to limit visits? Well, if we go back to March 2020, we don't even reach 1,000. 60,000 times she faithfully went to pray under the watch of Roman soldiers, under the shadow of Herod's palace. Can we endure, not just with patience, but with hope and peace and love and joy? I'm 46 and a half, and one of the benefits of being a member in this congregation is that you feel very young at 46 and a half. And some of you still say, oh, someone said to me the other day, you're awfully young for a minister. That's right. And my kids believe otherwise. You don't know about these things, Dad. You're so old. Well, if I live till I'm 84, and I'm going to pray three times a day, I still have 41,062 times of prayer to go. I've made some progress, but I've got a long ways to go. What about you? How many more times are you willing to persevere in prayer? How many more days are you willing to persevere to have hope for this world and to love all the people and to bring peace and to believe that Jesus Christ will come again as he promised? Simeon and Anna are models for us to persevere day and night, faithfully, year after year, until we see Jesus Christ with our own eyes, as Simeon was blessed to do, and perhaps hold him, as Anna was blessed to do. Or we are called to persevere faithfully, day after day and year after year, until we die, and are welcomed into our eternal rest in the presence of our Lord, Jesus Christ, to wait with him and all the saints in heaven for the renewal of heaven and earth when he comes with all of those who have died. To our Lord Jesus Christ be all the glory now and forever. Amen.